Yeah. At my age now, I'm doing a lot of reflecting on those days, and I miss them. That was basically an empty concert hut when I went in there. Most of the equipment and furniture and so on hadn't come. We were commonly having office chair races back and forth in that lab. And even got Shockley's Jaguar in there a couple of times. That was coming to an end about the time I came on board. I just saw the tail end of it. It's still there. I guess it's still there. I understand the schedule will be torn down. It's the old fruit market in the Sears parking lot in Mountain View. And it was one story, a big Quonset. The ceiling was very high. And I would say maybe 50 feet wide and 150 feet long. That would be an approximate dimension of that lab. It was all research at that time. It was just basically one room and a couple of offices up front. We had nothing but benches throughout that area. So they had built their own crystal puller. It was clear at the back of the lab, and it was more interested in zone refining at the time, so we could make our own pure silicon. I don't think any crystals were actually ever pulled with that machine. The pulling happened over at the Spinco Beckman building in Stanford. Yeah, they were trying to purify their own, and they were buying some, I believe, out of Germany, but I'm not sure. It was probably very expensive, that's why they wanted to do their own. I believe it was from the Spinco building. I actually have that crystal. They were sliced into wafers, run into diffusion, which was a new technique at that time. And meaning that was all experimental. We had to build our own furnaces because the commercially available furnaces wouldn't take the temperatures. In fact, I think it was Dr. Sello and somebody got involved in building one. And when they powered it up, the heating elements melted. A big embarrassment. No, they didn't shut it down. It continued to be the research, and we were moving production over to the Spinco building. I guess I was in the same thing building about a year, and then I went over to get the production facility set up and going and eventually supervised it. It was hard to separate the research from production in those days because it was all research. Yeah, they made 9 diodes over there that were sold to Bell Labs for $1,000 a piece. That was their first production. And it was really a hand operation all the way. But they were actually made and packaged in that building. 9 individual diodes. Yeah, they were headed for the telephone switching, which was Shockley's dream. And that's what they were going to go for, and of course we needed that money desperately. We needed 10 cents. But we guarded those things and cared for them. It was unreal to care those things got until we got them shipped. Yeah, 9 4 8 hours. Oh, yeah. It was a miracle they even worked. We probably made thousands of them. They were all rejected, and we hand-picked these few that happened to work and actually packaged them. Yes. Yeah. I don't think we even had any logos or anything at that point. It was probably just a box of cotton or some such thing. I don't know. Yeah, we had a VI plotter and a HP 130 scope. The test units we had there, which eventually we made a bunch of those that ended up at Spinco. No, I don't know. I don't even know that we even ever got to $1,000 a piece for them. We must have. But I lost track of that. That was about the time I left and went to Spinco.